请我们翻到马太福音。马太福音。第九章。
Matthew chapter 9.
马太第九章。
Matthew chapter 9.
Okay, 等一下好了，没关系。第九章，第十五节。
Verse 15.
耶稣对他们说，新郎和陪伴之人同在的时候，陪伴之人岂能哀痛呢？
And Jesus said unto them, Can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and they shall fast.
17节。
Verse 17.
也没有人把新酒装在旧皮袋里，若是这样，皮袋就裂开，酒漏出来。连皮带也坏了，唯独把新酒装在新皮带里，两样就都保全了。
Neither do men put new wine into old wineskins, else the wineskins break, and the wine run out, and the wineskins perish. But they shall put new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved.
我们低头再一点简单的祷告。
Let us bow with a further word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你这几天你召聚我们在你的脚前。
Lord, thank you for these days you have gathered us at your feet.
又到了你按时分粮给我们的时候。
It's once again the chance for you to give out your bread.
主啊，不止我们心中充满了感恩，我们也为着你给我们这样预备这样美好的聚会，我们向你献上感谢。
Not only are our hearts full of thanksgiving, Lord, we thank you for.Preparing such meetings for us.
虽然我们是空手的来，但愿我们能饱满的回去。
Lord, even though we come empty-handed, may we return full.
带着你的同在，带着你的祝福回去。
May we bring back, Lord, your presence and your blessing.
不只叫我们听见你的话。
No longer we just hear your word.
也叫我们能答应你的呼召，起来行走。
That we may answer your call and rise up and follow you.
但愿每一个人是走路的人。
That every single person is a walking person.
教会也是走路的教会。
That the church is a walking church.
我们能够行走在你的道路中。
That we may walk in your way.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus Christ's dear name.
Amen.我们知道这次大会的主题是基督十字架和教会。
We know that the theme of this conference is the Christ, the church, the Christ, the cross, and the church.
那我的责任呢是说到教会。
My responsibility is the church.
我们讲的教会，可以说这是很简单的题目，也是很深的一个题目。
Actually, when you speak about the church, it is actually a fairly simple talk.
讲到教会，
but yet a difficult one.
连不信的朋友们都知道什么叫教会。
Even unbelievers know what the church is.
他们看见一个很伟大的建筑物。
When they see a great building.
他们看见大的教堂。
They see a great cathedral.
他们说这就是教会。
They say this is the church.
礼拜天基督徒都到教会里面去。
And every week, Sunday, Christians go to church.
你不需要启示，你就知道什么是教会。
You don't have to have revelation, then you know what the church is.
你不需要重生，你就知道什么是教会。
You don't have to be born again, you know what the church is.
因为那是木头，那是石头。
Because it's made of wood and stones.
你信和不信，你都知道木头、石头是什么。
Whether you believe or you don't believe, you know what wood and stones are.
所以教会是每一个人都知道的。
So everyone knows about the church.
有的人告诉我们说，
Some people tell us.
他把他的伞放在教会里。
He left his umbrella at the church.
因为教会是一栋房。
Because the church is a building.
礼拜天你到教会去聚会。
Sundays you go to meet there.
你不小心你把伞就丢在教会里面。
And accidentally you leave your umbrella at the church.
所以这个是大家所知道的教会。
Everybody knows about such church.
但是如果你读圣经的话。
But if you study the Bible.
圣经只有一个标准答案。
The Bible only has one standard answer.
圣经没有第二个答案。
The Bible only does not have a second answer.
圣经中讲的教会，他说就是基督的身体。
Because when the Bible talks about the church, it says that it's the
body of Christ.
你可以把剪刀放在教会里。
You can leave your scissors in the church.
你可以把剪刀放在一个建筑物里面。
You can leave your scissors in the building.
你不可能把剪刀放在身体里面。
You cannot leave the scissors in the body.
只有糊涂的医生做这样的事。
Only careless doctors do such things.
我们知道糊涂医生有过这样的例子。
We know that some careless doctors have done this in the past.
他忘记了把那个剪刀放在你的身体里面。
So accidentally he left the scalpel or the scissors in your body.
所以教会如果是基督的身体。
So if the church is the body of Christ.
就没有可能把剪刀会放在教会里面。
Then it's impossible for you to leave the scissors in the body.
所以这次我们再来温习这个非常非常严肃的题目。
So when we come and consider such serious topic.
讲到木头石头。
When you speak about wood and stone,
你不需要启示。
You don't need revelation.
你连基督的生命都可以不需要。
You don't even need the life of Christ.
但是如果你要讲到启示。
But if you want to speak about revelation,
你要知道什么教会，什么叫的教会是基督的身体。
You want to know what is the church as the body of Christ.
那不止你要重生得救。
You not only have to be born again.
你看见吗？这里和不信的朋友不一样。
Now this is different from unbelievers.
你不可能你的对于这个教会的认识应该比不信的朋友要多一点才对。
Your knowing of the church should be deeper than that of unbelievers.
你不可能和他们一般高的。
You can't be at the same level as them.
所以我们知道说，如果要讲到教会是基督的身体。
So when we come and talk about the church being the body of Christ.
这就需要启示了。
Then you need revelation.
讲到启示。
When you speak of revelation.
就需要主的话。
Then you need the word of the Lord.
所以我们就需要回到主的话来看。
So we need to return to the Word of God to see what the church is. But because we've spoken too much already. So people feel that we keep on repeating about this topic of the church. So automatically after we talk about the church, they shut down. So we talk about the church today. But I hope that today your heart is open.
So today, 我们要从一个圣经里面的人物来切入整个的问题。
We want to use a person in the Bible to cut through this topic.
Your character.
Character.
那这个人物呢是个冷门的人物，不是热门的人物。
And this character is actually a character that's not very well known.
那因为他是冷门的。
Now because he's not very known.
所以不知道躲在圣经什么角落里面。
But you don't know what kind of corner he's hiding in the
Bible. 所以我一提出来的时候你们都不知道这个到底在什么地方。
So if I mention, you probably don't know where it is.
所以我想这是很好的机会考考大家的圣经。
So let me test you in your Bible skills.
我想大家听了太久了，对不对？
I know you've heard messages very, very long.
像这样的特会每年大概来了好几次了。
So you've probably come to such a conference many times.
礼拜天如果一个礼拜听一次道的话，
So if you listen to a message once a week,
你一年有五十篇道。
So there are 50 messages a year.
假定有两个礼拜缺席的话。
So let's say you miss 2 weeks.
所以呢，十年就五百篇道。
So after 10 years, you have 500 messages.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你听那么多，你圣经应该很熟很熟了。
So when you hear so many messages, the Bible should be very, very good. Bible knowledge very good.
很多人都觉得这些道我都听过了。
So many people say, "Well, I've heard this already."
所以现在我们要看今天早晨呢，我要考考大家。
So I want to test everyone.
我们从一个圣经中。很冷门的人物开始切入。
So we'll start from this character that's kind of left out and cut through the topic.
我如果讲保罗，大家说都知道了。
If I say Paul, you all know.
讲彼得，大家都知道了。
Peter, everyone knows.
讲路加，大家都知道了。
If I say Luke, everyone knows.
所以讲保罗，讲彼得，讲路加。
So we speak about Paul, Peter, and Luke.
测验不出你的圣经到底有多熟。
You can't test out how well you know your Bible.
所以今天早晨呢，我要看看大家到底有多熟。
So I want to see how well you know the Bible.
我举起几个名字。
I'll raise some names.
然后看看大家能不能有几个人告诉我们他是什么人，到底在圣经什么地方。
So I'll see if you can know where it is, where in the Bible you can find it.
不过我很爱护大家的面子。
But I love brothers and sisters. And
我不愿意大家
want you to say faith.
你举不举手回答不出来。
I don't want you to raise your hand and you can't answer.
所以呢，我只要你心里举手就可以了。
I just want you to raise your hand to the Bible.
你不必告诉我。
You don't have to tell me.
如果我讲了，你说你不知道。
If you
If I say and you say you don't know,
你别人都不知道,
no one knows that you don't know.
但你自己和主知道,
but you and the Lord know that you don't know.
那这个时候你就觉得很惭愧了。
So this time you feel kind of bad.
这个惭愧也没有别人知道, 只有你和主知道。
You feel kind of ashamed, but only you and the Lord know.
我想这恐怕你最谦卑的时候。
So this is probably your most humble time.
我再说弟兄姊妹, 这个问题是归每个人的。
This is it's a question for everyone.
你可能侍奉主好多少年了。
Maybe you serve the Lord many years.
你可能站讲台好多少年了。
You've spoken on the pulpit many
times. 但等一等，我一讲，你不知道，你要觉得惭愧的。
So if I say and you don't know, you should feel.
你说我都讲到给别人听，结果我自己还不知道。
So I speak to others and I don't know it.
弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
一个知道自己有几个不知道的人是最伟大的人。
So the greatest person is the one that knows how much he doesn't know.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要求主开我们的眼睛。
Sister, we know the we need the Lord to open.
我们以为教会我们都懂得了。
We thought we already understood the church fully.
现在我们从最简单的一个人物。
So we'll start from the simplest character.
我们从这个人物开始，我们来看到底什么是教会。
So we want to see through this person what is the church.
我们看看他的历史。
Let us look at his history.
我们听听他的见证。
Hear his testimony.
从他的很简单一生里面。
His simple biography.
他怎么认识教会的?
How did he come to know the church?
那弟兄姊妹现在, 然后我们就能找出来, 我们靠着主的恩典, 我们怎么样来明白什么是教会?
So then we can know how can we understand what the church is.
我再说这只是复习的性质。
Let me repeat, this is just a review.
不过我们从另外一个角度来切入而已。
But we're just looking at it from another angle.
我们的目的不是希望你听见新奇的东西。
It's not so that you hear something new.
这些你们都听过了,
You've heard this before.
但是我们求圣灵叫我们能够有更深的印象。
But we hope that the Holy Spirit can impress in us deeply.
但这次圣灵的印象深到一个地步。
May the Holy Spirit impress us to such a point.
但要每个人在主面前都谦卑下来。
So that all of us can be humble before.
我们都觉得惭愧。
We feel all feel ashamed.
我们要告诉主啊, 若不是你怜悯,
We all tell the Lord, Lord, if it's not
我们以为知道了, 我们确实不知道。
We thought we knew, but we didn't know.
那我们要讲圣经中一个名字。
Now we want to mention a name in the Bible.
这个名字呢, 我们不只要知道他的名字。
We not only have to know his name.
而且我们要知道到底他发生了什么事了。
We have to know what happened to him.
到底和教会有什么关系。
And how is it related to the church?
好,我只讲一个名字好了, 我讲太多名字你们担当不起。
I'll just mention one name then.
一个就够了。
One name.
因为如果两个,三个你都不会, 你到时候心,你就很枯萎了。
So two or three names, then you'll feel very
depressed. 一个就够了,
I'll just say one name.
你不必要举手。
Don't have to raise your hand.
我只要提提这个名字。
I just have to mention it.
第一个，你说到底他是谁？
You have to say who is he.
第二，我到底在圣经什么地方可以找到他？
The second is where can I find him in the Bible?
好，那个名字叫做特罗菲摩。
That name is Trophimus.
特罗菲摩。
Trophimus.
特是特别的特，这个不必翻了。罗是保罗的罗。Trophimus. 这个我需要把它中文弄准确一点。 这个对，非是非洲的非，摩是摩西的摩，特罗菲摩。我再说一遍，特罗菲摩。那现在英文，因为有句话说，这个在你里面会不会敲钟？就你会不会有个铃铛响起来呀？
So does it ring a bell in English?
那现在我再说一遍，特罗菲摩。Trophimus,
does it ring a bell?
那你心中有没有一个铃铛响了呢？
Is there a bell that rings in your heart?
如果铃铛没有响。
If there's nothing that rings a bell,
你应该觉得惭愧,
you should feel ashamed.
怎么在圣经里面你都不知道这个名字呢?
So how come you don't know this name in the Bible?
而这个名字又和教会发生关系呢?
And this name has to do with the church.
我再说特罗菲摩,
Trophimus.
那好,现在我们来读一段圣经。
So let us read a portion of the scripture.
那这一段圣经里面有他的名字。
So this portion has his name in it.
大家不要忘记了。
Don't forget.
其实这里面有好几个名字,我本来要考你的。
So I was going to test you many names.
这就是有很多你可能也都不熟的。
But there's many names you probably don't know either.
但是那是很重要的名字。
But these are very important names.
我们来看使徒行传第20章。
Acts chapter 20.
使徒20章。
Acts 20.
第一节。
Verse 1.
乱定之后, 保罗请门徒来劝勉他们, 就辞别起行。
And after the uproar was ceased, Paul called unto him the disciples, embraced them, and departed to go into Macedonia.
走遍了那一带地方，有许多话劝勉门徒，然后来到希腊。
And when he had gone over those parts and had given them with exhortation, he came into Greece.
在那里住了三个月，将要坐船往叙利亚去。犹太人设计要害他，他就定意从马其顿回去。
And then he lived there three months, and when the Jews laid wait for him, as he was about to sail into Syria, he purposed to return through Macedonia.
好，现在是我们要说的几个很重要的名字。So
now there are very important names that we're mentioning.
从他到亚细亚去的。
And there accompany him into Asia.
所以这里保罗有几个同伴。
So Paul had some companions.
我们的主有12个同伴。
Our Lord Jesus had 12 companions.
保罗最少有12个同伴。
Paul also had 12.
那这里有个名单。
So here there is a name.
告诉我们保罗他一生所结最好的果子。
List of names of the best fruit in Paul's ministry.
这些果子是叫保罗骄傲的，是保罗的冠冕。
This fruit, this is the crown of Paul.
所以我现在我们来看到底哪些人是保罗的同伴。
So who are the companions of Paul?
有比利亚人比洛斯的儿子索巴特。
Asia Sopater of Berea.
帖撒罗尼亚人亚历大古。
Of the Thessalonians, Aristarchus.
和西贡都。
And Secundus.
还有特比人该犹并提摩太。
And Gaius of Derbe and Timothy.
又有亚西亚人推基古和特罗菲摩。
And of Asia, Tychicus and Trophimus.
这些人走在特罗亚等候我们。
These went before us and waited for us at Troas.
好，我们读完这段圣经。
So after we read this,
这里保罗有几个同伴。
Now a few companions here mentioned of Paul.
这个你应该回答得出来了。
So you should be able to answer.
几个同伴？
How many?
啊？ 不，保罗不算，是保罗同伴的。现在，好，那现在我们要问，那么现在一共几个了？
How many?
我刚才所读那段圣经有几个同伴？
How many?
对的人说举手。
Seven.
对，说对的，七个是对的举手。
Seven is correct.
好，说不对的举手。
So who said it wrong?
为什么说不对？
Why is it not seven?
啊？ 对，还有路加。
And there's Luke.
我们包括谁？ 当然包括路加嘛。
Luke.
所以这里一共是八个同伴。
Eight.
不要忘记是八个同伴。
Don't forget, it's eight.
那除了这个八个之外，
Now outside of these eight,
在哥林多也有一个。
There's one in Corinth.
因为这一次，我们知道他们从哥林多出发，所以那个弟兄就留在哥林多了。
So they had departed from Corinth, and that brother stayed in Corinth.
他的名字叫以拉都。
His name is Erastus.
这是哥林多。
And this is in Corinth.
然后你可以加上提多。
And you add Titus.
你可以加上希拉。
And Silas.
你也可以加上马可。
And Mark.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这个可以说是保罗一生所结最好最好的果子。
So this is the best fruit that was produced during time Paul's ministry.
保罗一生一共有33年，属灵的年龄是33年。
So the spiritual years of Paul is 33 years.
第一个33年。
The first 33 years.
第二个33年。
The second 33 years.
第三个33年。
The third 33 years.
第一个33，对不起，第一个11年。
So it's 11, 11, 11.
那第一个11年。
First 11 years.
我们知道说圣经告诉我们他大概是三年在阿拉伯旷野，有八年是在大树。
So Paul spent the first 11 years, first three in the desert of Araba, and then the last 8 years in Tarsus.
这11年是隐藏的11年。
These 11 years were hidden years.
保罗像我们的主一样，在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽。
So Paul, just like our Lord Jesus, grew before Jehovah as a tender shoot.
像根出于干地。
Like a root out of a parched ground.
所以这11年生命的水就在保罗里面积蓄起来。
So in those 11 years, that river of life was being deposited in Paul.
到了11年快结束的时候,
near the end of the first 11 years,
结果神就把那个水坝就
Then God lifted the dam that was holding up the water. So that living water, just like rivers, came forth out of Paul. So the first 11 years, the second 11 years, the first 3 years, was the first missionary journey.
接着四年是第二次环游不道。
The second 4 years, the second missionary journey.
那第三个四年，接着在下面的四年是第三次环游不道。
The last 4 years, the third missionary journey.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他为了基督要赢得全世界。
For Christ's sake, he was going to win the whole world.
这11年是结果累累的11年。
These 11 years were years that bore much fruit.
那么到了他这一年，到了这个最末了的时候。
So when he came to the end.
那就是大概22年得救22年以后
After Paul was saved 22 years
你看现在保罗达到了执事的高峰
Now Paul has reached the peak of his ministry
他达到了用处的高峰
He became the most useful
他达到了启示的高峰
He came to the peak of his revelation
他也到了生命的高峰
And also the peak of his life
那是彼得一生最好最有用的时候
And that was the most useful time of Paul's life
所以尼迪翁曾经这样说
So Brother Washman, he once said this
如果你真的要 被神来用的话,
if you really want to be used by the Lord,
你最少要让神在你身上做20年的工作,
you have to allow the Lord at least to work in you for 20 years.
我们都是走捷径的,
we always take the shortcut.
我们觉得在学校里面读4年圣经应该就可以了,
we think that if we go to school and take 4 years of Bible teaching,
你可以, 保罗不可以,
you can do it, Paul can't.
你很熟练, 你很有天才, 保罗天才赶不上你,
so you are a genius, Paul cannot reach you.
结果神为着要制作保罗, 他需要20年。
In order to produce a person like Paul, he needed 20 years.
那现在他到了启示的高峰。
So now he has come to the peak of his revelation.
他写了罗马书。
He wrote Romans.
他也写了加拉太书。
He authored Galatians.
今天神学院里面, 你知道必修的课一定是2门课。
So the 2 classes that you have to take in seminary today are Romans and Galatians.
但是结果现在呢, 保罗才算是到了生命的高峰。
But now Paul has just reached the peak of his spiritual life.
这是因为他在主面受雕刻。
Because he was being sculpted by the Lord for 20 years.
那感谢主,
thank the Lord.
现在你看见他实在神大用他。
So you see how the Lord greatly used him.
他大概走遍了整个小亚细亚。
Maybe he probably went through all of Asia Minor.
他走了半个欧洲。
He went through half of Europe.
那么有人告诉我们说, 他所走的路程 大概是整个赤道的一半。
So some people tell us that he probably went through half of the whole equator.
所以感谢主, 神实在是用保罗这个器皿。
So thank the Lord, the Lord really used Paul.
保罗是结果累累的。
Paul was one that bore much fruit.
但有一个问题,
but there's a problem.
你可以结果子,
you can bear fruit.
很多人很成功的,
many people are very successful.
你看见吗? 他的名声很大,
his name is great.
他的用处也很大,
he's very useful.
你看无论到哪里, 就很多果子就出现了。
No matter where he goes, there's much fruit that is produced.
我们的主不止 打发我们出去结果子,
but the Lord asks us not just to go and produce fruit.
你知道我们的主不是说有果子就好了,
the Lord didn't just say you just need to have fruit.
我们主还加上一句话,
the Lord added another phrase.
而且他的果子要长存,
and that your fruit should remain.
难处就在这里,
that's the difficulty.
我们如果有恩赐的话,
if we have gift,
我们很容易结果子,
we will produce fruit very easily.
如果主给我们金口, 你传福音很容易叫人得救,
if the Lord gives us a golden mouth, you preach the gospel, many will be saved.
尤其你懂了他们的心理,
especially if you understand their heart.
你用的话几乎跟他们的话很类似的,
so the words that you use is very similar to them.
你很容易得着他们,
you can gain them easily.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见这里有果子,
there's fruit there,
而且结果累累,
and there's bear much fruit.
但是弟兄姊妹,
that brother, brothers,
谁是真正主的门徒呢?
Who is the true disciple of the Lord?
主不是打发我们去结果累累,
not that we just need to produce fruit,
而且要我们果子长存,
and that our fruit should remain.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你看一个神的工人,
if you look at the worker of God,
你不只要看他有多少丰功伟绩, 有多少的果子,
not only do you have to look at how much fruit they have,
你要问说,
you have to ask,
这个果子能不能存到永远,
can this fruit be sustained until eternity.
是不是没有多久以后就不见了?
Is it soon after that the person disappears?
所以一个侍奉主的人,
if a one that serves the Lord,
你不能要求要果子, 当然要果子,
you cannot just expect it to be fruit.
农夫当然要 harvest, 当然要丰收,
and then of course the farmer definitely wants a harvest.
但是问题在这里,
but the problem is this,
我们的果子能不能长存?
Can our fruit remain?
好, 保罗不只结果子的人,
Paul was not only one who bore fruit.
保罗而且能结, 而且他的果子是长存的,
and that his fruit remains.
他不管到哪里,
no matter where he goes,
他在那个地方一定得着一些的果子,
there, wherever he is, he must gain some fruit.
所以这里告诉我们, 保罗到了比利亚,
so here it tells us Paul went to Berea.
那比利亚可以说是马其顿的一部分。
Now Berea is part of Macedonia.
结果他得罪一个人叫索巴特。
So he gained a person named Sopater.
那圣灵就把他名字记载下来。
And then the Bible recorded his name.
你看见他在加拉太那一次第一次环游布道的时候。
When he was in Galatia, and then
他第二次环游布道的时候。
The second missionary journey when he was in the Galatia region.
当福音从欧洲登陆的时候。
When the gospel reached Europe.
那弟兄姊妹,
Brothers,
你记不记得有一个地方叫做比利亚?
Do you remember there was a place called Berea?
圣经说这城里的人是贤于帖撒罗尼迦的人,
and said these people, they were greater than the people in Thessalonica.
他们不是囫囵吞枣的盲目的接受保罗的道,
they did not accept Paul's teaching blindly.
他们一听见了保罗的传的道,
when they heard the teaching of Paul,
他们要查考圣经,
they examined the scripture,
要看这道是与不是,
to see whether these were true or not.
很可能里面有一个真的花了许多的时间做这样的功夫。
Maybe some of it is true, and then you spend, and one person that spent a lot of time on that.
我们最要知道有一个人叫做索巴特。
But we know at least one person did such a thing.
所以你看, 这是保罗在比利亚所结的果子。
So this is the fruit that Paul produced in Berea.
保罗觉得骄傲。
Paul felt very proud.
你怎么知道呢?
How do you know?
现在保罗要到有最后一次旅行了。
Paul had his last missionary journey.
他知道前面有苦难等着他。
He knew there was suffering laying ahead of him.
当保罗得荣耀的时候,
when Paul received glory,
你不要怕没有人来跟随他,
don't be afraid that no one will follow the Lord.
你知道当你读路德记的时候,
when you read the book of Ruth,
我们晓得拿俄米的名字是甜的意思,
we know that Naomi means sweet.
但是后来她, 回去的时候,
but we know after she returned,
她说你们不要叫我甜, said, 你们应该叫我马拉,
don't call me sweet, call me Mara.
马拉是苦的意思,
Mara means bitter.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers,
当神的旨意, 他的名字叫做拿俄米的时候,
when someone's name and the name is Naomi,
你不要怕没有人来跟随他,
don't be afraid that no one will follow.
路德跟随他,
Ruth followed her.
厄尔巴也要跟随他,
Orpa also followed
her. 两个媳妇都会跟随他的,
two daughter-in-laws both followed her.
但是现在拿俄的名字叫做 苦, 叫做马拉,
but Naomi's name was changed to Mara.
现在神的旨意叫做马拉,
the will of God is called Mara.
你看见现在只有路德紧紧地跟随他,
only Ruth followed her.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
这次保罗往亚细亚去,
this time Paul is going to Asia.
他知道有苦难等着他,
you know there was suffering awaiting him.
他要到耶路撒冷去,
he was going to Jerusalem.
他知道有锁链等着他,
you know there were chains waiting for him.
请记得,
remember,
这些人如果跟随保罗,
these people, if they follow Paul,
你就知道这个果子不光是保罗所结的果子,
we know that this is not just the fruit that Paul bore.
这也是神赐给保罗的同伴。
So these are companions that the Lord
provided for Paul. 在保罗最艰难的时候,
in his most difficult times,
能和他一同祷告,
can pray with him,
能和他一同进行,
can be awake with him.
就像主耶稣在科西玛尼一样,
just like the Lord in Garden of Gethsemane.
他巴不得 彼得, 雅各, 约翰, 能够进行祷告,
how he longed how Peter, James, and John would be awake.
他们什么都不要做,
they don't have to do anything.
只要是醒的,
they just have to be awake.
只要主知道他们在那里,
just that the Lord knows that they are there.
这就够了,
that's enough.
这是同伴的意思,
this is the meaning of companion.
同伴你不需要做太多的事,
you don't have to do much as a companion.
你只要坐在那里,
you just have to sit there.
你只要看看保罗,
you just have to look at
保罗,
Paul.
保罗看看你这就够了,
when Paul sees you, he's enough.
弟兄姊妹, 这就是主在科西玛尼园所要求的,
this is what the Lord wanted in the Garden of
Gethsemane. 现在保罗虽然有苦难等着他,
even though Paul had suffering before him,
虽然前面的路非常的艰难,
even though the way way ahead was difficult.
那感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
这里有八个人与他同行。
There were eight people that were with him.
你看见吗?
You see that?
这些不只是他的同伴,
these are not only his companions.
而且也是忠心的同伴,
and these are faithful companions.
所以现在我们就读到他们的名字了。
So we study their names here.
所以比利亚有一个果子。
There was a fruit in Berea.
帖撒罗尼迦还有两个果子。
Thessalonica, there were two.
一个是亚利达谷, 还有西宫都,
one's Aristarchus and one is Secondus.
那弟兄姊妹,
but then,
亚利达谷是很重要的,
Aristarchus is very important.
当保罗在罗马坐监的时候,
when Paul was in Rome in prison,
圣经说亚利达谷是和他一同坐监的,
the Bible tells us that Aristarchus was there with him.
他们和保罗一同到亚细亚,
they went with Paul to Asia.
但我们要问,
but we have to ask.
不错,
true.
这些是保罗所结最好的果子。
These were the best fruits of Paul's ministry.
这条路并不容易。
But this way is not easy.
我们要问,
we have to ask.
这八个人里面,
among these eight,
有几个人是陪保罗一直走到底的?
How many follow Paul until the end?
亚利达谷是其中的一个。
Aristarchus was one of them.
亚利达谷不光是陪着保罗到了耶路撒冷,
Aristarchus not follow Paul all the way to Jerusalem.
最后也陪着保罗一同被解往,
and then he was taken with Paul to Rome.
你知道, 在那个时候, 当保罗做囚犯被解到罗马的时候,
so when Paul became a prisoner and was taken to Rome,
根据那个时候的规定, 他只能带两个奴隶跟着他。
According to the rules of that time, he could only bring two slaves with him.
不是两个自由人,
not two free men.
那亚利达古是自由人,
Aristarchus was a free man.
还有一个人也是自由人,
another man was a free man.
所以弟兄姊妹亚利达古为着爱保罗的缘故,
so in order, because Aristarchus loved Paul,
他宁可和保罗 一同做奴隶,
he was willing to become a slave for Paul's sake.
一路上陪伴着保罗,
to follow Paul.
那条路不容易的,
that way was not easy.
你知道如果保罗他有拣选, 他不会走那条路的。
So if Paul chose, he wouldn't go that way.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
你如果看保罗几次的旅行,
if you look at the different missionary journeys of Paul,
因为那一带啊, 我们叫风都是吹西风的,
because we know at that, in that area, all the wind is the west wind.
所以保罗如果有选择的话,
if Paul had a choice,
他从 东边到西边,
so if he goes from east to west,
他不大坐船的,
he probably wouldn't take a boat.
那次去居比路是特别的例外, 因为很短,
when he went to Cyprus, it was an exception because of the short
他不会坐船的,
he wouldn't take a boat.
因为你是顶着逆风来行, 所以保罗不这么做,
because you're going against the wind, Paul wouldn't do that.
但是每次回来的时候,
every time he would come back,
尤其是最后一次,
especially the last time,
他一定坐船的,
he would take a boat.
因为结果一定顺着风把他送回家去,
because the boat would go with the wind going back home.
所以如果保罗有拣选,
so if Paul had a choice,
他当然拣选顺风,
of course he chooses to go
with the wind. 如果保罗有拣选的话,
if Paul had a choice,
他当然如果真的往从东往西, 他就走陆路, 他就不走水路了。
If he goes from the east to the west, he would have taken the land way, not the sea way.
他要到罗马去,
so he had to go to Rome.
神听他祷告,
the Lord heard his prayer.
他终于到了罗马,
he reached Rome.
神也不听他祷告,
the Lord also did not hear his prayer.
因为保罗说我要欢欢喜喜地到罗马去,
because I want to, Paul said, I want to go joyously to Rome.
结果保罗是带着锁链去的,
but Paul went in chains.
他脸上没有多少的喜悦,
there was not much joy in Paul.
因为现在是带着锁链到罗马去的,
now he was in chains into Rome.
所以这条路不是他拣选的,
so this way was not a way he chose.
如果他能拣选,
if he could choose,
他不会坚持这条路,
he wouldn't choose such a way.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord,
神的旨意高过人的旨意,
the will of the Lord is higher than the man.
所以保罗拣选了神所拣选,
so that's why Paul chose the way of God.
这一次那条路不光是逆风,
that way was not just against the wind,
而且从哥里底那个岛, 神还送了一阵台风,
so from Crete there was actually a hurricane that came,
结果那个船就破碎了,
so that's why the ship was in,
保罗就遇到海难了,
so Paul encountered shipwreck.
弟兄姊妹, brothers and sisters, 这就是保罗最后一次,
this is the last trip of Paul.
但是谁陪伴着保罗,
but who followed Paul?
有一个人叫做亚利达古,
his name was Aristarchus.
我们知道保罗有冠冕,
we know Paul had a crown.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
你会惊讶,
you will be surprised.
有一天我们到了基督台前,
one day when we come before the judgment seat of Christ,
只有我们的主知道谁是忠心到底的,
who is faithful until the end.
站讲台的人容易让人看见他的荣耀,
the one who stands on the pulpit is easy for people to see.
但是你会惊讶,
But you'll be surprised.
等到我们来到审判台前,
when we do come to the judgment seat of Christ,
你看见完全不是那一回事,
it's not that way.
你觉得得胜的不一定得胜,
those that you think are overcomers are not necessarily overcomers. Those who you think are failures are not necessarily failures. Because what God sees is the overcoming in secret.
在中国大陆,
in mainland China,
教会历史里面,
in church history,
你看见许多伟大的名字,
some great names in history,
像王明道弟兄,
Brother Wang Mingdao,
像, 季志文弟兄,
季志文,
还有比方说像, 这个, 像宋尚杰弟兄,
and
John Song,
John Song.
那这些伟大的属灵的人物,
these great spiritual men,
当然我们看见有冠冕等着他们,
well, of course we see that there's a crown waiting for them.
但是只有主知道,
but only the Lord knows.
是哪些人陪伴着他们,
who are the ones that accompany them.
在这些属灵的伟的背后,
and behind the spiritual great men,
都有一个亚历大古,
there was always this Aristarchus behind them.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
人可以忘记,
man can forget,
圣灵不会忘记,
the Holy Spirit will not forget.
所以, 保罗怎么说呢?
So what did Paul say?
他说, 和我一同坐监的亚历大古问你们安。
So he said, the one who was in prison with me, Aristarchus, greets you.
这是保罗写信给哥林多教会他这么说的。
This is what Paul wrote to the to letters to the
所以,
Corinth.
现在弟兄姊妹,你看见吗? 有一个人叫亚历大古。
So there was a person named Aristarchus.
我不知道在今天我讲这个以前, 你们有几个人知道这个名字的?
I don't know how many of you know this name Aristarchus.
有的时候你知道了就忘记了。
Sometimes you know and you forget it.
保罗你不会忘记。
Paul you never forget.
所以保罗实在得着荣耀。
So Paul received much
保罗实在很上算的。
glory. Paul was, it was a good deal for him.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗? 教会里面最上算的就站讲台那些弟兄姊妹。
So the greatest deal is for those that stand in the, on the pulpit.
他一天到晚抛头露面呢,
he
大家都看见了。
Appears all the time and everybody sees him.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget,
the
most important are the companions of Paul.
不光是到亚细亚去,
not only to accompany him to Asia,
你能不能和保罗一同到耶路撒冷?
Can you go with Paul to Jerusalem?
不光到了耶路撒冷,
not just to Jerusalem.
你是不是还愿意宁愿失去自由, 你和保罗一同到了最后的一站?
Are you willing to lose your freedom and go to Paul to the end? Go with Paul to the end.
那还有两, 我们说两个奴隶, 对不对?
There are two other slaves. Right?
还有一个是谁呢?
Who was the other one?
还有一个就是路加。
One is Luke.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你现在明白吗?
Now you understand?
路加是在特洛亚神特别为保罗预备的。
Luke was someone that God prepared especially for Luke, for Paul and Troas.
有人告诉我们说, 这个保罗所看见的那个马其顿人应该就是路加, 因为路加就是马其顿人。
Many people tell us that the Macedonia that Paul saw was probably Luke.
如果神要使用保罗, 把福音带到, 马其顿, 带到欧洲的话,
if the Lord was going to use Paul to bring the gospel to Europe,
大家都忘记了,
everybody forgot.
保罗是半个瞎子的保罗。
Paul was actually half blind.
他什么都看不见,
he couldn't see anything.
所以你看到那个时候他其实已经眼睛问题很严重了。
So at that time his eyesight was already very poor.
他从一个地方要摸到另外一个地方。
So from one place to the other he had to feel his
保罗为自己毫无所求。
Paul had nothing to ask for himself.
他为了主要求一切。
He would ask everything for the Lord's sake.
如果主说去马其顿就是马其顿。
If the Lord said Macedonia he'll go
主说欧洲就是欧洲。
If the Lord said Europe he'd go to Europe.
他不知道说,
he didn't know that.
他在自己顾 故乡的附近,
that near his hometown,
他可以摸的,
he knew how to
因为对那一带他非常熟悉,
because he knew that area very well.
现在你到了个陌生的地方,
now you come to a strange place.
当你为主什么都不想的时候,
when you think nothing for yourself for the Lord's
sake, 我们主想着保罗,
then the Lord remembered Paul.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天我们太关心我们的身体,
today we're too careful about our own body's health.
这个也不能吃, 那个也不能吃,
you can't eat this, can't eat that,
到时候什么东西都不能吃,
没有东西吃了, there's nothing else to eat.
现在我们吃东西就是圣经里面浪子所吃的东西。
So the things that we eat today are what the prodigal son ate.
什么豆荚, 这些东西就是 bran, bran就是燕麦之类的东西啊。
So bran and all of this, this is like the worst of the food.
现在我们当着宝贝来吃的。
So we use them as treasures to eat.
为什么?
Why?
我们照顾自己的身体,
because we take care of our own bodies,
是无微不至,
we do whatever we
你照顾到一个地步,
can.
到了神经质的地步,
so you almost become a neurotic because of your body. So one brother, he was shaving and in the midst of it he stopped and couldn't continue.
他说, 我不能再刮下去了,
so I cannot continue.
我万一把喉咙割掉怎么办?
What if I cut my throat?
你看这个什么，这个就是神经质。
This is neurotic, neurosis.
所以我再说弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
今天呢，你看许许多多人真的太一直把自己抓在自己的手里。
So today, many people they grab hold of themselves so tightly.
有一个好消息，弟兄姊妹。
There's a good news, brothers and sisters.
你如果为主要一切的话,
if you want everything for the Lord,
你顾不到自己的身体。
You cannot think about your body.
迟早有一天,
sooner or later,
神要为你预备一个路加。
The Lord will prepare a Luke for you.
不是什么药就是对。
It's not any medicine is right.
不是什么医生就是对。
It's not any doctor is right.
乃是刚刚好一个对的医生再加上对的药。
So when you have the right doctor plus the right medicine,
许多的病得到医治。
The many diseases are healed.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
保罗有一句话,
Paul has a word.
如果我们为着主,
if we are for the Lord,
主就为着我们。
The Lord is for us.
主, 我这个身体是为着主。
The body is for the Lord.
所以你把身体献上,
so you offer your body
for the living sacrifice. 不要那么紧张,
don't be so nervous.
你如果紧张, 你赶快献上。
If you're nervous, you got to offer it too.
你只要献上,
if you offer your body for the living sacrifice,
为了主,
if your body is for the Lord,
主就是为着你的身体,
the Lord is for you.
所以很清楚的,
so brothers, it's very clearly,
但愿主恩待我们,
may the Lord have mercy
给我们看见说,
to show us.
你看见神要用保罗,
the Lord wanted to use, call, God wanted to use Paul.
So
God will prepare Luke for him.
而且不光是路加,
not only just Luke.
不光是医生,
not just a doctor.
很多医生大牌得很啊。
Now many doctors, they're very, they put a,
他对普通病人很大牌，对弟兄姊妹也很大牌的。
So they're, they come across as being very arrogant.
但是你看见他不是, 路加不是。
But Luke was not this way.
他爱保罗,
he loved Paul.
他宁可把自己变成奴隶。
He rather, he become a slave.
所以弟兄姊妹, 一路上陪保罗,
he accompanied Paul,
最后到了罗马,
all the way to Rome.
所以这八个同伴里面,
so amongst these eight companions,
有两个是一直到底的,
two were until the end.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
所以到保罗写提摩太后书的时候,
so when Paul wrote 2 Timothy,
他怎么说呢?
What did he say?
独有路加在我这里,
only Luke is with me.
保罗不止坐一次牢啊,
Paul was not only in prison once.
保罗坐两次罗马的监狱。
Paul was in prison twice.
第一次, 路加在那里。
Luke was there.
第二次,
second time.
独有路加在我这里。
Only Luke was with me.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我再说,
let me say again.
你怎么知道结的果子是长存的?
How do you know that this fruit will remain?
如果果子是圣灵结的,
if it's the fruit of the Spirit,
路加赶都赶不走的。
You cannot even throw Luke out.
弟兄姊妹,
sisters,
你看见路加对于保罗的忠诚,
the faithfulness that Luke had towards Paul,
乃是基于对主自己的忠诚,
it was likened to faithfulness to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
人心比万物都诡诈。
You know, man's heart is deceitful above all things. No one is not out for themselves.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
两次保罗坐监,
two times Paul was in prison. Two times Luke was there.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这就给我们看见这里面所结的果子,
the fruit that is born.
那么除了这个帖撒罗尼迦两个果子之外,
now besides the two fruits of Thessalonica,
还有特比人该有并提摩太,
Gaius of Derbe and Timothy.
那提摩太是路斯德的人,
Timothy was a Lucidian.
那么这个该有呢是特比人,
now Gaius is Derby. So this is the fruit of the first missionary journey.
你看见吗? 那个帖撒罗尼迦也好, 比利亚是第二次。
So Berea and Thessalonica was the second trip.
那么现在呢, 还有又有亚西亚人推基古和特罗菲摩,
and of Asia, Tychicus and Trophimus.
那请记得了,
remember,
这个亚西亚人推基古和特瑞菲摩乃是保罗第三次环游布道的时候所结的两个果子。
So Tychicus and Trophimus were born in the third missionary trip.
那推基古很重要的。
Now Tychicus is very important.
我们知道在罗马你碰到他。
So when you come to Rome and you meet him,
因为是谁把这个信送到以弗所，送到哥罗西，送给腓利门的呢？
So who brought the letter to Philemon in Ephesians?
那是推基古。
It's Tychicus.
所以你看你们推基古最后也在罗马。
So Tychicus was in Rome as well.
所以弟兄怎么稀奇不稀奇?
Isn't it amazing?
那我们不知道后来，我们知道一路上只有路加跟亚历达古是陪着保罗一走一直走的。We
not only Luke and Aristarchus followed Paul.
但是不管怎么样，but
not only
我们的最后推举古也是到了罗马。Lastly,
Tychicus did come to Rome.
然后他能够把他的好消息来告诉安慰那些在亚细亚的人。So
he can come and comfort those who are in Asia.
然后接下来的就是特洛菲摩
And then you see Trophimus
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and
sisters 推基古和特洛菲摩
Tychicus and Trophimus
这是什么呢 这是保罗在哪里 在亚细亚第三次环游步道所结的果子
So this is the fruit of the third missionary trip That Paul
part 三次环游步道
The three missionary journeys
无论到什么地方，赢得全世界归向基督。
No matter where he went, he won the whole world to Christ.
但是不止这样，给我们看见这些果子都是长存的果子。
Not only that, but he demonstrated that these fruit would remain.
那么，所以这样一共是多少人呢？一共是八个人。
Now how many people? Eight.
那为着完整的缘故，我姑且再告诉弟兄姊妹，那你看看罗马书第十六章。
For completeness sake, let's turn to Romans chapter 16.
十六章，十六章。
Romans 16, verse 24.
城内管银库的以拉都和兄弟瓜士问你们安。
瓜楚还是瓜士?
Okay. 第24节, yeah. 城内管银库的以拉都 和兄弟瓜楚问你们安 16章24节
Okay Gaius, mine host and of the whole church salute you Erastus, the chamberlain of the city salutes you and Quartus, a brother
那这个以拉都也是他所结的果子
Now Erastus was also a fruit produced by Paul
你如果读以弗所你看见以拉都到了以弗所
So you know that Erastus came to Ephesus.
但是不要忘记啊，以拉都是一个很高位置的人。Now,
Erastus was one of high status.
他是在哥林多管银库的。He
was actually oversaw the money chamber.
所以你看见他是个 manager，你看他是个专门管银库的人。So
he was the manager.
所以我们可以说，在保罗同伴里面有一个在政府里面有一个很高很高位置的。So
someone there had a very high position in the government.
他有一个好处，大概他常常到以弗所去出差。He
had a benefit because he would often go to Ephesus to for business.
结果你看见保罗也可以打发他。
So Paul could send him.
所以在这些同伴里面，有的是全时间的，有的不是全时间的。
So among these, some are full time, some are not full.
那以拉都就是其中的一个。
Erastus is one of them.
所以你就知道为什么这一次他们到亚细亚去，你看以拉都没有跟着他走。
So this time when they went to Asia, that's why Erastus didn't accompany him.
因为他的责任叫他没有办法跟他们走的。
Because he had responsibilities that did not allow him to go.
但是以拉都呢，的的确确是保罗最佳的同伴。
So Paul was Erastus is a great companion. Paul.
你看看，你读读提摩太后书，你看。
If you read to 2 Timothy,
第4章20节。
4:20.
以拉都在哥林多住下了。
Erastus lived in Corinth.
特洛菲摩病了，我就留他在米利都。And
Trophimus I left at Miletum sick.
那弟兄姊妹，现在保罗要寻道了。Now
Paul was about to be martyred.
保罗要见主以前。Now
before Paul was going to meet the Lord.
他记得两个很重要的同伴。He
remembered two important companions.
所以这些同伴都到最后的。And
these are companions that follow him to the end.
以拉都呢是在哥林多就住下了。
So Erastus made his home Corinth.
那么我们知道，当然和他的责任发生关系。So
of course, that do with his responsibility.
你知道，以拉都要跟着保罗走。So
Erastus wanted to follow Paul.
现在保罗反而留他在以拉都。But
Paul kept him in Corinth.
那特洛菲摩也跟着保罗这次。
Trophimus followed him as well.
这第二次不要忘记。But
this is the second trip.
保罗第二次大概是在特洛亚被抓的。So
Paul was probably taken lay a hold of in Troas the second time.
被抓 arrested.
Arrested.
所以他大概从 匆忙忙就把外衣啊就留在特洛亚。
So he left his cloak in Troas.
所以保罗就告诉提摩太说，你要把那外衣要带来。
So Paul told Timothy, you have to bring that cloak.
所以你想从特洛亚，然后到以拉都，不到到这个到什么到这个以弗所到米利都，你可以看出来大概一路上啊，这个水啊，特洛菲摩一定要跟着保罗走的。
So you see that from Troas to Corinth to Miletus, Trophimus wanted to follow.
他病了也要跟着保罗走。
Even though he was sick, he wanted to follow.
弟兄姊妹，现在你又看到特洛菲摩了。
Now you see Trophimus.
所以保罗说，我就留他在米利都。
I left him in Miletus.
这次保罗用权柄了。
So Paul used authority here.
他用权柄叫特洛菲摩留下来。
Use authority to make Paul.
如果保罗不用权，如果保罗不用权柄的话
，If Paul didn't use authority on Trophimus,
你看特洛菲摩一定要跟着他到罗马去。
Trophimus would follow him until Rome.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗
？Do you see this?
当你读这些名字的时候
，When you study these names,
你就知道不管在哪里，保罗都有一个果子。
No matterWhere you see Paul produce fruit.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹能记得。
So everyone remember.
帖撒罗尼迦，你最好记得亚历达古。
So in Thessalonica, remember Aristarchus.
你知道说腓立比，你最好能够记得多路加。
Philippi, remember Luke.
然后呢，路士德，你最好能记得提摩太。
Lucida, remember Timothy.
那么在哥林多呢，就是以拉都了。
And then, of course, in Corinth is Erastus.
如果大家有机会去哥林多的话
，If you have a chance to go to Corinth today.
你知道大概就在从前旧戏院的附近。
So if you go to the near the theater in Corinth.
现在还在 ruin 里面，在废墟里面。
And the ruins are still there.
所以你记不记得保罗说，我们成为一台戏景。
And then Paul said, we have become but a theater amongst all.
给世人观看。
To for all to see.
那因为他在哥林多讲这个话。
Because he spoke this in Corinth.
那哥林多有个很大很大的戏院的。
So there's a great theater in Corinth.
现在废墟还在。
So the ruins are still there.
如果大家有机会到那个废墟的附近的话。
If you go near those ruins there today.
你会看见一块石头刚好是躺在地上的。
You'll see that there is a rock that's laid on the ground.
那上面的名字就是以拉都的名字。
And the name there is Erastus.
所以你知道说圣灵就借着考古能够找出来东西给我们看，那这个就是保罗同伴里面的一个。
So then through archaeology you can find someone that archaeologists have found that was a companion of Paul.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
现在这些人要跟着保罗到亚细亚去。
Now these people they wanted to follow Paul to Asia.
但是起头的时候他们不在亚细亚，起头他们在希腊。
In the beginning, they weren't there. They were in Greece.
那么在希腊，保罗住了三个月。
Now in Greece, Paul lived 3 months.
他们也和他们在一起。
And then he was there with them.
但是弟兄姊妹，现在保罗要往耶路撒冷去。
But now Paul wanted to go to Jerusalem.
第一段路当然到亚细亚去。
The first portion was to go to Asia.
那么弟兄姊妹，那些亚历达古也好，那些住在马其顿的人，他们应该回家才对呀。
So Aristarchus or those in Macedonia, they should go home.
没有，他们从腓立比也跟着保罗到特洛亚。
No, they went from Philippi to Troas with Paul.
他们也来到了亚细亚。
Came to Asia.
那么这个推基古跟特洛菲摩，他们已经到了亚细亚，他们应该回家了。
Tychicus and Trophimus reached Asia. They should have gone home.
提摩太也可以回家了。
Timothy could have gone home.
该犹也可以回家了。
Gaius could have gone home.
因为说特洛亚，他们可以各归各队的。
Because in this Troas, they could go to their own homes.
但是弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
当你读圣经的时候
，when you study the Bible，
你发现在这八个保罗的同伴里面
，now among the eight companions of Paul，
印象深刻的是亚历达古。
The impression that you left with is of Aristarchus.
那提摩太我们不去提他，当然在里面。
Let's not mention, of course, Timothy.
那亚历达古
，Aristarchus，
然后推基古
，Antiochus，
特洛菲摩
，Trophimus，
还有就是路加
，and Luke.
如果我们把提摩太加起来，一共是五个。
If you add Timothy, it's five.
那这个可以说最熟悉、最熟悉的。
These are the ones we're most familiar with.
但是现在我们要问
，But now we want to ask，
为什么特洛菲摩
？Why Trophimus？
我们到底？在什么地方要遇见特洛菲摩
？Where else will we see Trophimus？
好了，我们圣经告诉我们，他们就跟着保罗走。
So the Bible tells us they followed Paul.
一路上，保罗知道有锁链等着他。
Paul knew that there were chains awaiting him.
但是你看见有一班的同伴跟着他走。
So there were a few companions that were with him.
那么等到后来，保罗终于到了耶路撒冷。
When Paul finally reached Jerusalem,
他就碰到了使徒。就是主耶稣的兄弟雅各。
He met the brother of the Lord Jesus, James.
然后他就告诉保罗说。
And then he told Paul.
他说兄台，你看犹太人中间信主的有多少万？
二十
节，二十一节。 第二十一章二十节。
Okay. And when they heard it, they glorified the Lord and said,
对保罗说，兄台，你看犹太人中信主的有多少万？
Okay, sorry. And said unto him, thou seest, brother, how many thousands of Jews are that which believe, and they are all zealous for the law.
等一等，下面不要讲下去。 那这个你看，信主的有多少万，这实在是好消息。
How many thousands of the Jews are which believe, which is a great news.
但下面说，并且为律法热心。
And they are all zealous for the law.
信主的有多少万，守律法的就有多少万。
How many thousands believe, how many still kept the law?
信主有多少万，叫我们觉得兴奋。
We are so excited, how many Jews came to know the law?
但是守律法有多少万，叫我们觉得忧愁。
But those that are zealous for the law, we are become sad.
这是教会呢,
is this the church?
还是犹太教?
Or is this Judaism?
到底教会是不是犹太教的一支呢?
Is the church but a part of Judaism?
什么叫做教会?
What is the church?
什么叫做犹太教?
What is Judaism?
犹太教乃是真正的宗教。
Now Judaism is true religion.
为什么我们说它真正的宗教呢?
Why would we say it's a true religion?
因为它是启示的宗教。
Because it's a revelational religion.
他们所相信的神是真的，是独一真神的。
They believe in the one true God.
所有其他的宗教。
All the other religions
都是把人带到偶像的面前,
bring people to the idols.
只有犹太教把人带到真神的面前,
only Jews bring people to the true God.
弟兄姊妹,
sisters,
什么叫犹太教?
What is Judaism?
那弟兄姊妹, 你看见说大家都知道什么叫犹太, 因为它是真正启示的宗教。
Everyone knows what Judaism is because it comes from Revelation.
那么现在呢, 这些人都信主了。
Now these people believe in the Lord.
他们到底是不是犹太教里面的一部分?
Are they but a sect among Judaism?
你说不是,
you say no.
因为他们都信主了。
Because they all believe in the
但你说是,
Lord. You say yes.
因为他们个个都为律法热心。
Because they are all zealous for the law.
所以弟兄姊妹, 现在在耶路撒冷,
here now in Jerusalem,
人要问一个问题,
people are going to ask a question.
这是神的教会呢?
Is this the church of God?
这还是犹太教的延续和它的延伸?
Or is but an extension and continuation of Judaism?
弟兄姊妹, 我们要问,
we want to ask,
教会在整个历史里面,
church in the whole of history.
它是永生神的教会呢?
Is it eternal church of God?
还是犹太教的延伸?
Or it's but a continuation of Judaism.
犹太教有圣殿。
Judaism has the
temple. 你看见今天教会有很大的礼拜堂。
And then the church has great cathedrals today.
你看见教会里面, 你看犹太教有祭司。
You see that in Judaism you have priests.
你看见教会里面也有居间的阶级。
And amongst the church you also have this concept of the layman and the clergy.
那么我们知道说在这个犹太教里面有律法。
In Judaism, you have the law.
那弟兄姊妹，现在的教会里面是不是也有律法呢？
Now, is there the law in the church also?
犹太教有应许。
In Judaism, you have promise.
你只要守神的诫命。
You have just to keep the law.
神就要祝福你。
God will bless you.
牛和羊不会掉胎。
And then your sheep and lamb, they will bear.
你看园子里面葡萄都是结得满满的。
And then all your grapes will bear abundantly in your vineyard.
弟兄姊妹, 这是应许。
This is a promise.
所以整个的犹太教有四个大的 pillar, 有四个大的支柱。
So Judaism has four great pillars.
圣殿。
The temple,
祭司,
the priesthood,
然后呢, 就是律法,
the law,
最后有应许,
and then promises.
什么叫应许呢?
What are the promises?
你只要得救蒙恩了,
if you're just saved today,
你看见你不是大富, 也是小康,
you'll be rich.
神一定要祝福你的,
God will bless you.
这是什么? 这是 prosperity gospel.
This is the prosperity gospel.
这就是为什么现在你看见到处有许许多多人得救。
So you see, there are many people that are saved today.
弟兄姊妹, 你如果要很多人来跟随的话,
you want a lot of people to follow you.
如果你传 prosperity gospel,
if you preach the prosperity gospel,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是基督, 这是教会呢, 还是犹太教呢?
Is this the church or is this Judaism?
你看犹太教里面告诉我们说, 有个应许,
in Judaism it says that there is a promise.
如果你行律法的话, 守律法的话, 这个祝福就临到你。
If you keep the law, this blessing will come to you.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在明白吗?
Now you understand?
当保罗回到耶路撒冷,
When Paul returned to Jerusalem,
一面感谢主,
on the one hand, tens of thousands came to believe in him.
但另外一方面,
on the other hand, there were tens of thousands that were zealous for the law. Where is the truth of the gospel?
保罗当初为着福音的真理,
Paul, for the truth of the gospel, he actually went up against Peter. He was not compromising when it came to the gospel.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters,
为什么?
Why?
因为彼得也好,
whether Peter
雅各也好,
or James,
虽然他们蒙恩得救,
even though they were saved,
但是到底他们抵抗不了遗传呢?
But they couldn't withstand tradition.
你知道遗传有一个很大的力量。
Now tradition has a very powerful.
你就算是蒙恩得救了,
even if you're saved,
那个力量要把你带回到犹太教去的。
That force will bring you back to Judaism.
没有一个人能够抵挡传统的。
No one's able to overcome tradition.
遗传的力量不知道有多大。
The power of tradition is so strong.
一个人能够脱离遗传,
if someone can be removed from
tradition, 需要的能力不只是复活的能力, 而是升天的能力。
Not only needs the power of resurrection, but also the power of ascension.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 为什么不知不觉还活在遗传里面?
How come we can't but help us relive in tradition?
犹太教是这么做的,
we did this in Judaism.
我们也是这么做的,
we did it this way.
你知道不知道?
Do you know that?
在教会历史里面,
in church history,
很有意思的,
it's very interesting.
有一班人从英国国教里面出来了,
there's a group of people that came out of
Church of England. 他们不再是国家教会里面的一份子,
they're no longer part of a Church of England.
他说我们, we belong to the free church, 我们是自由教会的,
so we belong to the free church,
我们是独立教会的,
we are independent church.
我们知道像浸信会就是独立教会,
we know the Baptists, they are the free church.
像那个时候Methodist 也是独立的教会,
the Methodist church was also free church.
因为他们从国家教会里面脱离出来的,
because they came out of the Church of England.
但是弟兄姊妹, 这些人严格说来都是 Puritans, 都是清教徒。
Strictly speaking, they're all Puritans.
什么叫清教徒呢?
What are Puritans?
清教徒他们要维持教会的纯洁。
They want to keep the purity of the church.
他们要看见所有从巴比伦东西我们通通不要。
They didn't want anything from Babylon.
你看见最彻底的不是马丁路德，最彻底的乃是加尔文。
It's not the one that was most absolute was not Martin Luther, but it was Calvin.
你看见加尔文为着主的见证,
now for the sake of the testimony, John Calvin,
接近圣殿，叫圣殿里面没有任何一样东西属于巴比伦的。
He wanted to purify the whole temple so that there would be nothing of Babylon.
所以这是神托付给加尔文的。
So this is what the Lord gave John Calvin.
那这些不要忘记, 这些人, 这些所谓的 free, 这个 free church 的人, 他们很多人都是 Puritans 的。
So of those that are free church, there are many of Puritans.
他们认为说在教会里面, 我们不能接受任何一东西从巴比伦来的。
So they said in the church, we cannot accept anything from Babylon.
一切东西应该是活的,
everything should be living.
在教会里面应该没有program, 聚会应该没有program,
there shouldn't be programs in the church.
因为你知道在罗马天主教里面是有program的,
because in the Roman Catholic Church they have a program.
什么东西有这个所谓liturgy的, 有所谓礼拜的程序的,
so there's this liturgy or this order of how things are done.
你没有liturgy 怎么是教会呢?
If you don't have a liturgy, how can you be the church?
你没有liturgy 怎么算是一个宗教呢?
If you don't have the liturgy, how can you be a religion?
宗教有一个重要的因素,
the importance of religion, what makes a religion is this liturgy.
但是你去问问加尔文,
but if you ask John Calvin,
你根据圣经,
according to the Bible,
你看这是巴比伦来的东西,
this comes from Babylon.
我们与偶像有什么相干呢?
What do we have to do with idols?
那这些人可以说是 followers of John Calvin.
So these Puritans are the followers of John Calvin.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
结果不知不觉的,
unbeknownst to them,
他们也慢慢慢慢在他们聚会的城市里面,
so amongst their way of meeting,
也有他们的 liturgy.
They also had their liturgy.
聚会应该怎样的聚会?
So how do you have to meet?
我们不光有一个像圣殿一样的东西,
we not only have a building like the church,
我们也有一些人像 priest, 像祭司一样,
we have a few people like the clergy and the priest.
那我们整个敬拜的过程,
in the whole process of worship,
我们有固定敬拜的程序的,
we have an order and a program of how things are done.
所以等到后来慢慢发展了以后,
so slowly as it develops,
这些历史学家,
these historians,
他们研究这些 free church 的人,
they were examining these free churches.
那后来告诉我们什么呢?
And what did they tell us?
他说如果你追溯今天 free church 那个敬拜的形式,
so if you trace back the way these free churches worship today.
你就会发现这些所谓的 free church.
So these so-called free church.
他们的母亲是罗马天主教。
Their mother is the Roman Catholic Church.
不对，对不起，我说错了。他们的母亲是安利甘会。
So their mothers is the Anglican Church.
是他们从那里过来的。
It actually came from that.
他们的祖母是罗马天主教。
Their grandmother is Roman Catholic Church.
他们的曾祖母是犹太教。
And their great grandmother is Judaism.
尤其是犹太教里面的会堂制度。
Especially the synagogue system of Judaism.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在我们要问,
now we want to ask,
到底教会是属天的呢?
So is the church heavenly?
还是教会根本就是犹太教的延伸?
Or is but the church an extension of Judaism?
我们主怎么说?
What did our Lord say?
新酒要放在新皮袋里。
New wine needs to go into new wine.
犹太教是旧皮袋。
Judaism is old wine.
为什么教会历史里面?
Why in church history?
我们一再为什么不学功课?
Why don't we learn the lesson?
为什么不遵守主的教训?
Why don't we follow the Lord's commandment?
应该把新酒放在新皮袋里。 结果他们把新酒仍旧放在旧皮袋里。
So they still put new wine and new wine and old wine.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
今天你需要一个伟大的地方。
So you need a great place.
你看你音乐各方面都是很好的。
Music has to be great.
而且你看你一定要有人在那里主持的。
And someone has to be there, being like a chairing the meeting.
有人能够把我们带到神面前去。
Someone can lead us before Christ.
然后一定有一个崇拜的程序的。
And there is definitely a program.
不管圣灵怎么感动,
no matter how the Holy Spirit moves,
我们就是这样跟从传统的,
we have to follow tradition this way.
因为我们知道我们的母亲是谁, 我们的祖母是谁, 我们的曾祖母是谁,
because we know who our mothers are, who our grandmothers are, and our great
grandmothers. 跟随传统有什么好处呢?
What's the benefit of following tradition?
你知道非常方便的,
it's very simple.
跟随圣灵是艰难的,
to follow the Holy Spirit is difficult.
跟随传统是容易的,
to follow tradition is easy.
过去怎么做, 现在要怎么做,
how we did in the past will do today.
你来到神面前,
when you come before God,
不需要圣灵的引导,
you don't need the leading of the Holy Spirit.
你只要读历史就可以了,
just study history.
你根据传统就可以了,
just follow tradition.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
教会历史给我们看见,
church history shows us.
你看人受传统的捆绑不知道有多深,
so how deep is the influence of tradition on the
church? 一个真正能脱离传统的人,
one who can truly get away
from tradition, 一个真正能把新酒放在新皮袋里的人,
one who can truly put new wine into new wine.
弟兄姊妹这是神迹,
this is a miracle.
等一等你看见,
then you see,
那个能力不光是死人复活的能力,
that power is not just the power of resurrection,
那个能力也是叫人升天的能力,
and that is also the power of ascension.
没有一个人把自己抱起来过,
no one can hold themselves up in the air.
你知道地球有个吸力,
now the earth has a gravitational
force, 是把我们紧紧地往地下拽的,
sucks us downward.
没有一个人能脱离传统,
no one can get rid of tradition. No one can get rid of gravity.
弟兄姊妹, 除非圣灵做一件事,
unless the Holy Spirit does something,
他把升天的生命赏给我们,
he gives us the power of ascension.
这个升天的生命,
that power of us, that life of ascension,
能叫我们冲破所有传统的束缚,
can make us overcome all of the powers of tradition.
现在保罗要经过试验,
Paul was going to go through test.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
保罗曾经有过荣耀的见证,
Paul had some great testimony before.
保罗曾经得胜过,
Paul overcame before.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
他能够抵挡彼得,
he can fight against Peter.
他要维护福音的真理,
he wanted to withhold the truth of
the gospel. 什么都可以让步, 这点不能够让步,
he could compromise everything else but this.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
你看现在,
you,
现在呢,
you see here,
那有人告诉他们说,
someone told Paul,
你看信主的有多少万,
how many thousands believe in the Lord,
遵行律法的有多少万,
and how many are also zealous for the law.
然后他就劝保罗说,
and then he told Paul,
你看这里有几个人,
so there are a few people here, they have a vow amongst them,
他们是拿西尔愿在身,
they have the vow of the Nazarite among them.
那么叫保罗说, 你好不好到圣殿里和他们一同献祭去,
so why don't you go with them and offer sacrifice with them at the temple.
所以保罗就在圣殿里等,
so Paul was there waiting,
等祭司来献祭,
was waiting for the priest to offer sacrifice.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这个明白福音真理的保罗,
the one who understood the truth of the gospel,
他知道什么是福音,
he knew of the gospel.
结果现在呢, 他也在, 耶路撒冷等。
So now he was also waiting in
Jerusalem. 他也在圣殿里面等。
He was also waiting in the temple.
他等了半天。
He waited for a while.
他等了要等七天，等到那个时候到了，然后呢，祭司来就可以献祭。
He was waiting there for 7 days for the priest to offer up sacrifices.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这回我们的神不能够等了。
This time God could no longer wait.
如果这次神再忍耐下去
，If God was still patient at this point，
请大家记得
，Everyone remember，
教会。真的就变成犹太教的一支。
The church would not be nothing but an extension of Judaism.
有人说教会成为犹太教的一支有什么不好
？So what's wrong with being just a part of Judaism?
你知道那个时候为什么他们不受逼迫
？Why weren't they persecuted at that time?
因为犹太教不受逼迫。
Because Judaism was not persecuted.
犹太教是罗马皇帝的朋友。
The Judaism was a friend of the Roman emperor.
基督徒不拜偶像，又丢到狮子洞里面去。
But if the Christians didn't worship idols, they were thrown into the lion's den.
但是犹太教不拜偶像，不拜他们的皇帝，没有事情的。
But if Judaism did not bow to the Roman emperor, nothing happened to them.
如果教会是在犹太教的保护伞底下
，If the church is under the protection umbrella of Judaism,
我们哪里需要背起十字架来跟从
？Why do we have to take up our cross and follow the Lord?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
You see that?
这就是为什么当初你看见没有？
That's why you see?
这当初你看见说，当教会在犹太人保护伞底下，
At that time when the church was under the protection of Judaism,
你看你就不需要受逼迫了，
You don't need to be persecuted,
你就不需要出代价了，
You don't have to pay a price,
但是不要忘记，
But don't forget,
你一旦和犹太教划清界限，
When you demarcate a separation with Judaism,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
结果你看见逼迫当然就临到你，
then persecution would of course come to you,
但是问题在这里，
but the problem is this,
谁有力量能从传统的里面拯救出来？
Who has the strength to be delivered from tradition?
你看雅各，
you look at James,
他虽然得救了，
even though he was saved,
他做了多少年的拿细耳人？
He was so many years, he was a Nazarite,
传统遗传告诉我们说，传说告诉我们说，
tradition tells us,
他祷告都是对跪在那个地板上，跪在那个土地上祷告的。
He always prayed kneeling down.
这个祷告的一个地步啊，在这个地上有两个洞，你现在可以看到那个两个洞。
So he prayed in the mud, and then you can see two holes. In
有人告诉我们说，这个雅各的那个膝盖啊，像骆驼的膝盖，骆驼。
People say that the knees of James is just like the knees of camels.
他是点。典型的拿细耳人
He's a typical Nazarite.
虽然他蒙恩得救了
Even though he was saved,
他还是拿细耳人
He's still Nazarite.
因为这个方便得很
Because this is very simple.
他一直这样做一直这样做犹太教徒的
Because he's always been this way with Judaism.
现在只要换一下他相信主耶稣基督神的儿子就好了
Now he just changed it. He believes that the Lord Jesus is the Son of God. That's it.
过去有长老现在也有长老
And the pastor elders today they're elders.
现在你不需要伤脑筋了
You have to worry about
this. 过去怎样现在仍旧怎样
How it was in the past it is today.
你看见这就是雅各
This is James,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
所以你就看见说这个传统在一个人身上力量不知道有多大
So you see how deeply the tradition is among these people
那现在问题在这里
So the question is
that 雅各胜不过那个传统
James cannot overcome that
彼得好像也胜不过
Peter as if he couldn't overcome
所以那些这个使徒们他们通通留在耶路撒冷
So those apostles they all remain in Jerusalem
因为果子太大了
Because the fruit was so big
几万人得救啊
Thousands were saved
不要忘记哦
Don't forget
今天 mega church 是只要2000人以上就是 mega church
So today a mega church is considered mega church if you have more than 2000 members
你如果读圣经的话
If you study the Bible,
教会历史里面第一个 mega church 是耶路撒冷的教会
In the Bible, the first mega church was the church in Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
现在问题保罗该怎么做
So now what did Paul have to do?
保罗是照着他们所建议的去做呢
Should Paul do according to what they suggested?
还是为着福音的真理他应该站住呢
Or for the sake of the gospel, he should stand up.
结果弟兄姊妹我们知道说保罗软弱了
So you know that Paul was weak.
保罗和他们一同献祭
Paul also offered the sacrifice with
him. 保罗很有忍耐。
Paul had a lot of patience.
结果神没有忍耐。
But God did not have patience.
结果神就下手就捉拿了保罗。
And God lay hold and arrested Paul.
原来啊，亚细亚有一班的犹太人老早看准他们了。
So there were a group of Jews that in Asia they already noticed these people.
他们一路跟着他们。
They followed them.
所以他们要看到底有什么事情发生。
So they want to see what happened there.
不要忘记啊
Don't forget.
在这么多跟随保罗人里面有一个人他们认识的。
Now, amongst all these that were with Paul, they knew one person.
这个口音是他们的口音。
Because his accent is like theirs.
长的模样是他们的模样。
He looks just like them.
所以现在呢, 别人也许认不出来。
Others may not notice them.
也许陆家认不清楚。
Maybe Luke wouldn't know, they wouldn't know Luke.
别的人认不清楚,
they wouldn't know, others wouldn't know them very well.
但是呢, 这个也, 但是呢, 这个谁啊, 如果这个, 如果特洛菲摩真的在城里面的话,
but if Trofimo was truly in the city,
他们一定有印象的。
They should have an impression.
弟兄姊妹, 你知道吗?
You see that?
那这些人当然是外邦人了。
Of course, these are Gentiles.
所以特洛菲摩一定是外邦人。
The Trofimo must have been a Gentile.
所以在这个情形底下,
so under such circumstances,
弟兄姊妹, 因为他们脑子里面知道一路上追根尖的缘故, 所以他们已经有了概念, 那就是有外邦人和保罗在一起。
So because they already have a concept that there were Gentiles with Paul.
结果他们就以为说, 他们把外邦人带到圣殿里面。
So then they thought that Paul brought Gentiles into the temple.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
请记得啊,
brothers and sisters,
我稍微说明一下。
Let me explain.
等一等，很快用一些图给弟兄姊妹看一下。
And I'll use some diagrams to show brothers and sisters.
那这个是圣殿山。
This is the Temple Mount.
就是摩利亚山,
Mount Moriah,
是高起来的一块地方。
It's actually a heightened place.
那么现在如果到耶路撒冷去, 那个山还在。
If you go to Jerusalem, the mountain is still there.
这个圣殿的广场是很大的广场。
Now the temple courtyard is a big courtyard.
从南到北有6个足球场。
From south to north, you have 6 football fields.
从西到东有5个足球场。
West to east, you have 5 football fields.
所以是那个时候最大的宗教广场。
It was the biggest religious complex of the time.
这个中间呢, 有个朝东的建筑物。
In the middle, there is a building that faces east.
这个就是圣殿的本部了。
This is the temple proper.
明白吗? 是朝东的。
It faces east.
那么整个的院子呢, 叫做外邦人的院。
Now the whole courtyard is called Gentiles' yard.
外邦人可以进到这个院子里面了。
The Gentiles can enter into this court.
因为根据旧约,
because according to the Old Testament,
我的殿要称为万国祷告的殿。
My temple should become a temple of prayer for the nations.
所以外邦人可以到上面去祷告的。
So the nations can come in, the Gentiles can come to the
temple. 所以外邦人在城里面, 外邦人的殿里, 这都不是稀奇。
So there's nothing wrong with Gentiles being in this temple courtyard.
这个殿在原文有两个字的。
This temple has two words in the original.
一个指的圣殿广场说,
one refers to the whole complex.
一个指的圣殿本部来说,
one it refers to the temple proper.
所有外邦人, 在圣殿广场光在外邦人的院,
so for the Gentiles to be in the Gentiles court,
就好像城里耶路撒冷城其他的外邦人一样,
it's just like the Gentiles of everybody else.
他们可以来祷告的,
they can come to pray.
但是问题在这里,
but the problem is this,
等到他们要进到这个中间的那个 proper 的圣殿的时候,
when they were going to enter into the temple proper,
刚好一个 矮墙,
there's a low wall.
保罗称它的中间隔断的墙,
it's a dividing wall.
那么这个墙呢, 是叫所有的外邦人都不能够往里面走的。
The Gentiles cannot enter through this wall.
你明白吗?
Do you understand?
然后呢, 犹太人就可越过这个院子,
and then Jews can go through,
越过这个矮墙,
through this wall.
他们可以进到圣殿本部里面去。
They can enter into the temple proper.
所以请记得,
so remember,
他们认为说保罗带着外邦人乃是进到圣殿本部里面去。
So they thought that Paul brought the Gentiles into the temple proper.
那这个是太严重了。
So this is very serious.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗? 他们就大声地喊叫说,
so they cried out and said,
以色列人来帮助, 这就是在各处教训人践踏我们百姓和律法并这地方的, 他又带着希利的人进殿, 污秽了这个圣地。
Crying out, men of Israel, help, this is a man that teaches all men everywhere against the people and the law and the place.
所以请记得, 这个进殿不是指说进到外邦人的院。
So he says, brought the Greeks into the temple. It's not into the outer court. It's not into the Gentiles' court or the temple complex. This has entered into the temple proper.
那下面圣经说, 29节, 这话是因为他们看见以弗所人特洛菲摩同保罗在城里以为保罗带他进了殿。
That brought Greeks into the temple had polluted this holy place, where they had seen before with him in the city Trophimus and Ephesian, whom they supported, that Paul had brought into the temple.
那弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗?
You see that?
这些人从亚细亚来的。
These people came from Asia.
而特洛菲摩就是亚细亚的人。
And Trophimus is Asian.
就是以弗所人。
From Ephesian.
所以呢，他们以为他从保罗在城里，就以为说保罗已经把他带到里面来了。
So because Paul was in the city, that's why they assumed that they brought
Trophimus. 这个当然是谎言。
This is a lie.
保罗没有这样做。
Paul didn't do such a thing. such a thing?
但是弟兄姊妹,
brother and sister,
是谁闯了祸呢?
Who did such a thing?
当不谁闯了祸?
Who was the culprit?
No. 谁闯了祸? 谁闯了大祸?
Culprit.
那我们知道说, 这个特洛菲摩呢闯了祸了。
So Trophimus was the culprit.
如果不是特洛菲摩的话,
if it weren't for Trophimus,
你看他们两个不会这样连在一起的。
They wouldn't connect the two.
所以现在呢, 他们认为说特洛菲摩既然和保罗在城里面或者在这个圣殿广场里面, 所以他就以为说他把他带到圣殿里面去。So
because Trophimus was with Paul, so that's why they thought that Paul brought him naturally to the temple.
然后圣经说,
so the Bible tells
us,
and the all city was moved.
百姓一起跑来,拿住保罗,拉他出殿,殿门立刻就关了。
And all the cities moved, and the people ran together. They took Paul and drew him out of the temple, and they closed, shut the door.
保罗怎么失去自由的?
How did Paul lose his freedom?
不是一双手,
not a pair of hands.
乃是全城好几万的手把他送到
It was but thousands of hands to come and take Paul and imprison him.
结果保罗就被送到监牢里面。
So they were sent into prison.
后来就把他解到该撒利亚。
And was taken to Caesarea.
最后呢，我们就坐船就被解到罗马去。
And then he took a boat and was imprisoned to Rome.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这就是那次所发生的事。
This is what happened that time.
换一句话说,
in other words,
保罗捉拿和特洛菲摩有关系。
So Paul's capture has to do with Trophimus.
你能想象特洛菲摩里面的感觉?
You could imagine Trophimus' sentiment. He is a Gentile. He was saved in Ephesus. He understood the word of God. Because Paul brought the Old Testament to him. And also gave him the word of God. And also gave him his own revelation. So for Trophimus, this is all the word of God. He didn't know anything about the temple. When he studied the Old Testament, he knows the Temple of Solomon,
后来所罗巴伯的圣殿,
and then the Temple of Zerubbabel.
那弟兄姊妹,
so from the Bible, he understood what the temple was about.
他也清楚得很,
he was very clear.
他自己是外邦人,
he is a Gentile.
和神的约是没有关系的,
he has nothing to do with the covenant of God.
那么你可以想象得到,
you can imagine.
他好不容易来了耶路撒冷,
he finally came to Jerusalem.
从前在圣经里面读到耶路撒冷,
in the Bible, he read about Jerusalem.
现在亲眼看见了,
he saw Jerusalem.
从前在圣经里面读到圣殿,
he used to read about the temple.
现在终于到了, 终于到了圣殿,
he finally came to the temple.
但是感谢神,
but thank God,
因为这个殿是万国祷告的殿,
this is a temple for the prayer for nations.
所以特洛菲摩可以登上那个圣殿, 到广场里面, 他可以祷告,
so Trophimus could come into the temple complex to come pray.
也许他跟保罗一直到了那个地方去,
maybe he came with Paul all the way there.
但等一等他发现不一样了,
but then later on he discovered something different.
跨过了一个隔断的墙,
so Paul went through this wall, dividing wall, that he couldn't go through. He was so willing to go in with Paul. If you go into the temple proper, you can enter through the beautiful gate. And you see the first court.
普通称作妇人院,
and then this is
women's
court.
那为什么是妇人院呢?
Why is it the women's court?
就是男女老少通通可以聚在这里。
Because all the families, old young men and women can gather there.
以色列全家都聚在那里。
All families could gather there.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗?
See that?
在这里所有不是以色列全家都被关在墙的外面。
Those that do not belong to Israel need to be outside the wall.
因为他们神所拣选的。
Because they were chosen of God.
男女老幼。
Old, young, and everyone. They all gathered in that court. They are the most proud people.
为什么?
Why?
因为神的同在就在隔壁。
Because the presence of God was right next door to
them. 没有多少公尺, 你看那里就有圣所和至圣所了。
You just over the wall, you see that there is a holy place and a holy place.
一面他们很骄傲,
on the one hand, they're very proud.
另一面他们叹一口气。
On the other hand, they sigh.
为什么?
Why?
很骄傲, 因为他们比特洛菲摩更进一步。
They're very proud because they entered in one step further than
Trophimus.
They were one step ahead of the Gentiles. Only they can say, look, the presence of God is right next door. But you could see it physically. Just a few meters. But brothers and sisters,
好像天堂跟地狱那么远。
But their sin allowed them to feel they were as far as heaven.
至圣所是那么近，又是那么远。
The Holy of Holies is so close yet so far.
只有大祭司每年带着血能够进去。
Only the great high priest could come in once a year.
他们自己不能进去。
They couldn't enter it.
他们是代表他们进去。
They represent him in going in.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
所有到了圣殿的人，
all those that come to the temple,
感觉是双重的。
They feel have a double feeling.
一面觉得非常的荣耀。
On the one hand, they feel it's glorious.
神的同在就在隔壁。
The presence of God is right next door.
但另一面叹一口气。
But on the other hand, they were sighing.
因着他们的罪。
Because of their mouth.
你看见神的同在又像是那么遥远。
As if the presence of God was so far.
每年去过节。
Every year during
他们的感觉都是矛盾的感觉。
They feel paradox.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
You see that?
但是不管怎么样，
no matter what,
从特洛菲摩的眼光来看，
from the eyes of Trophimus,
不管这些人他们是有权利的人，
no matter how these people, they have
他们终于来到了神的面前，
they finally entered the presence of God.
他们是神家里的人，
they are of the house of God.
他们是与圣徒同国的，
they are of the same part of the disciples, same kingdom.
但是我们不是。
But we are not.
我们是外邦人。
We are Gentiles.
我们在墙的这一边。
We are on the other side of the wall.
保罗和别人在墙的那一边。
Paul and others are on the other side of the wall.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so, brothers and sisters,
你能想象得到，
you could think about that.
那个感觉是何等的深的感觉。
So it was such a deep impression on him.
如果他真的亲眼看见保罗被捉拿的话，
if he really saw Paul being arrested,
他更清楚了。
He was very clear.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Because, you see that?
因为就是人家以为说保罗带着特洛菲摩进去的。
Because people thought he brought Trophimus inside.
保罗特洛菲摩没有进去，
Trophimus didn't go inside.
他们假设他进去了，
they assumed that he went in.
光是假设他进去了，
just the assumption that he went in.
保罗却被捉拿了，
Paul was arrested.
这么严重吗？
Is it that serious?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
就是这么严重。
It is that serious.
所以没有一个人的感觉像特洛菲摩的感觉一样。
So no one was like Trophimus so deeply impressed.
所以等到最后全城来捉拿保罗的时候，
So when the whole city came to capture Paul,
你能感觉到特洛菲摩的感觉。
You could imagine what a Trophimus sentiment.
我们可以想象到最后他终于回到了以弗所。
So finally, he probably returned to Ephesus.
他回报以弗所教会的时候，
when he returned to the church,
他当然讲起他自己的故事。
When he speaks about his own story,
只有他最清楚保罗是怎么坐在监牢里面。
Only he knew clearly best how Paul was arrested.
所以他们就等了一封信。
So they were waiting for a letter.
巴不得有一天有人在门口出现，他们知道保罗可能就平安了。
So one day they would send a letter and say Paul is fine.
感谢主，有一天这一天终于等到了。
One day this finally day it finally
arrived. 有一个人叫推基古，居然在门口出现了。
Tychicus did appear in the doorway.
别人不认得，特洛菲摩最认得了。
No one knew him, but the
他们
对
根本就是保罗的崇拜。
Because they were all companions of Paul.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在他们终于接到了保罗的信。
So they finally received the letter from Paul.
那就是以弗所书。
And that is the letter of Ephesians.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当保罗读以弗所书的时候，
When Paul read Ephesians,
你看他的感觉是什么样的感觉？
What kind of feeling did Trophimus have?
没有一本书比这本书更摸着特洛菲罗。
No book touched Trophimus so much.
别人没有经历，
no one had an experience.
特洛菲摩是有经历，
Trophimus had an experience.
如果有人要明白什么是教会，
if someone wants to understand what is the church,
到底教会是不是这个是不是也有犹太教的延续，
is the church a continuation of Judaism?
这个问题很清楚了，
this is a very clear picture.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你如果要明白，
if you want to understand,
当保罗写信给以弗所教会的时候，
when Paul wrote the letter to the Ephesians,
不光是特洛菲摩这样感觉，
not only did Trophimus feel this way.
因为特洛菲摩把他的经历告诉全教会。
Because Trophimus shared of his experience with
the church. 全教会同样的进入同样的感觉。
The whole church entered into the same feeling.
所以在这个情形下，
so under such circumstances,
当他们收到以弗所的书的时候，
when they received the letters to the Ephesians,
你看见里面的话，
you see the word inside,
所带来冲击不知道有多大。
How deep an impact that word had.
弟兄姊妹，
sisters,
刚开始的时候，
in the beginning,
保罗在那挣扎。
Paul was just struggling.
为什么我被捉拿？
Why was I captured?
他一面看见神的手，
on the one hand, he saw the hand of God.
管教的手，
he saw the disciplining hand of God. But slowly,
你看见吗？他被带到天上。
See, he was brought into heaven.
那这个时候，主把他话告诉了保罗。
Now, at that time, the Lord shared his word to him.
保罗眼睛才明白过来。
Paul's eyes were opened.
新酒不能装在旧皮袋里。
You cannot put new wine into old wineskins.
新酒只能够装在新皮袋里。
You have to put new wine into new wineskins.
那个器皿。
That vessel
就是教会，
is the church.
教会是那充满万有者所充满的。
That church is that which fills all and in all.
教会乃是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
他是在天上的。
He is in heaven.
到了第二章，
In chapter 2,
他跑到地上来了,
he came to earth.
你怎么知道?
How do you know?
是特勒菲伯知道他在地上的,
Trophimus knew he was on earth.
和特勒菲伯一样做弟兄姊妹的, 以弗所教会, 每一个人都知道他在地上的,
all the Ephesian church knew that he was on earth.
你看这样整本的以弗所书就打开了,
so that's why the whole book of Ephesians was open.
这本是全本圣经最高启示的一本书,
this book is the highest revelation in the
Bible. 或者最难懂的,
or the most difficult to understand.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
对于特勒菲伯来讲,
for Trophimus,
对于其他的圣徒来讲, 他们明白过来了,
they
他们知道,
they knew,
新酒应当装在新皮袋,
那教会是什么呢? What is the church?
教会乃是基督的身体,
the church is the body of Christ.
我想明天我们要继续,
so we will continue tomorrow.
在我们结束以前呢,
before we end today,
我想我们给大家看几张的图片,
we'd like to show you some pictures.
那么这样对于特勒菲摩的那个背景, 我们会有一点的明白,
so you'll have a good background on Trophimus.
我们本来应该要用那个镭射 pointer 的，这个太粗鲁了一点。
So we didn't have a laser pointer, so this is a little bit rough.
但是没有办法。
But we can't do anything else.
Okay. 那第一张图给我们看到,
the first picture,
给我们看到什么呢?
What do you see?
这个是圣殿山, 今天的圣殿山。
This is the Temple Mount today.
这是大圆顶的清真寺。
This is the Dome of the Rock.
这是南边的那个另外一个清真寺。
This is another Muslim temple.
那这是南边。
This is the south.
这是东边,
this is east.
这是西边,
west.
所以普通的以色列人他们来朝圣到圣殿山都是从南边上去的。
So the people of Israel will usually come from the south to go to the Temple Mount.
那这里有很多的阶梯。
Now there are many stairs.
这个阶梯呢称作拉比的阶梯。
These stairs are the rabbi stairs.
那主耶稣呢在圣殿教训人就是在这里教训人。
So when the Lord Jesus taught people, he taught them on these stairs.
有一部分是在这里教训人的。
Some of them taught them here.
然后他们从这里进到圣殿的广场上面去了。
And then they entered into the Temple Mount.
好,好,这个文明的来了。
Now the civilized.
好,那么你看这个就是 这个是南边这样上去的。
So you go from the south to the north.
那么整个这就是这整个的场就是外邦人的 court, 就是外邦人,
this whole court is the Gentiles court.
外邦人的院,
Gentiles court.
那等一等我们看见几张照片, 我们就知道那个时候大概是什么样的情况。
So then when we see some more of the pictures, we'll see what the condition is.
好,我们看下面一张图,
the next picture.
那这个就大概是那个时候的样子。
So this is the picture of that time.
这个就是我们所说的那个 拉比的阶梯。
So this is the stairs of the rabbis.
他们从那门进去。
They would enter in.
那么然后呢，这个叫做 叫做什么? 这个叫做皇家柱廊。
This is called the royal stoa.
Royal stoa. 那这是皇家柱廊。 那么然后你一进去以后呢, 你看这个就是圣殿的本部。
So then you see the temple proper.
那么门呢是朝东的, 这是橄榄山。
So the it's facing east towards Mount of Olives.
那祭司住在这里。
And then the priests live here.
他们就进从这里进去。
They would enter into through this.
整个都是祭司的这个 property, 都是祭司,
this is the priest's property.
整个这是给祭司的,
it's for priests.
因为那个我们知道那个时候的希律就是要讨这个祭司们的欢喜, 所以就给他们盖了个像大教堂一样的建筑。
So Herod built something like a cathedral for the priests.
所以你看这个大概就是那时候圣殿的样子。
So this is the picture of the temple of the
time. 这是另外一个角度。
This is another angle.
假定你从橄榄山这样看过去,
so if you look from the Mount of Olives towards the temple, this is the women's court. So the whole families of Israel can gather there. So this is the Gentiles court. This is the royal stoa. So they sold the sheep and oxen were there.
好,我们再看下面一个。
So this is the next picture. So here you can see a little bit clearer.
你看见吗? 这个是皇家柱廊,
you see the royal stoa.
这个是阶梯,
you see the stairs.
然后呢, 你看那个有几个希腊人, 不是说我们要见耶稣吗? 就在这个,
some Greeks said we want to see Jesus. They saw him here at the Gentiles court.
好, 你看这个就是矮, 这就是隔断的墙了。
Now that's the low wall.
你如果过了这个墙, 你就算进的污秽了圣殿, 如果你是外邦人的,
so if you pass that low wall, you have defiled the temple.
所以特勒菲摩可以在这里,
so Trophimus could be there.
特勒菲摩也可以在这里,
Trophimus could be here too.
他就不可以在这里,
he can't be there.
弟兄姊妹, 结果你可以看得出来那一次的骚动, 就是因着特勒菲摩的缘故。
So because of the whole uprising was because of this.
那这个是美门,
so that's beautiful gate.
这个就是女院,
this is the women's court.
然后从这里出去,
so you go towards the east, then you go towards the mountain. So this is the temple complex. Next picture. This is the royal stoa.
这一共有40根柱子,
40 columns.
那最后面呢是个椭圆形的。
And lastly, it's an oval shape.
这是希腊的那个建筑，就是大教堂的建筑。
This is a Greek building, just like the Greek cathedral.
现在后来天主教把它接收以后，就把这部分当作圣所嘛。
So then the Catholics made that into the Holy of Holies.
那但是呢，我们知道在主耶稣那个时候。
But in the time of our Lord Jesus.
这个七十议会就在那里开会的。
So the Sanhedrin would gather here.
那么好了,
so all those who were selling doves and oxen and sheep were amongst these two hallways.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为这个整个的走廊是祭司的,
because this all belongs to the priest.
所以只要从这里买的一定通过的。
So if you bought it here, it must pass muster.
因为上面有一个图章啊，是告诉我们说这个是跟祭司已经检验过的。
Because there's a seal that says priest approved.
所以如果你买的东西在别的地方牛羊买的根本不通过。
So if you buy it everywhere else, you wouldn't pass.
所以最后所有的钱通通流到祭司的手里去。
So all that money entered into the hands of the priest.
所以主说的没有错，你们真的把这个殿变成贼窝了。
So that's why the Lord said you made it into the robber's den.
所以这个就是 这个就是皇家的柱廊。
So this is the royal stoa.
我们再看一下下面一个。
Next picture.
那么这个我们可以看得出来，从空中往下看。
So you look at it from the top to the bottom.
你看这个是进口，就是刚才我们说过的那个阶梯。
The stairs.
然后就上来了。
Then you come.
那这些通通是外邦人的院。
This is all the Gentiles' court.
然后这里有隔断的墙。
There's the low wall.
那么你从美门进去。
If you enter for the beautiful gate,
这就是 women's court.
Women's court.
然后只有以色列人带礼物可以进到以色列人的院。
So only the people of Israel with gifts can enter into the Israel's court.
然后一点点，然后呢就是
just a small court.
然后就是祭司的院。
And then is the priest's court.
有祭坛，
the altar.
然后有圣所，
the temple.
有至圣所，
and the holy of holies.
所以这个大概就是整个圣殿的样子。
So this is the shape of the
temple. 我再说弟兄姊妹，所有在这里聚集的以色列人，
so all the people of Israel that gather here,
他们的感觉是矛盾的。
They have a paradoxical feeling.
因为他们觉得他们比所有的人都更靠近神。
On the one hand, they feel much closer to God than everybody else.
你看神的同在只在几公尺之外。
So the presence of God was just a few meters away.
但他们都是罪人。
But they were all sinners.
所以我们就他们也感觉到他们离开神不知道有十万八千里那么远。
But they still feel very far away from God.
所以每次过年， 每次过节，每次都充满了矛盾。
So every time they would celebrate a feast, they would feel very awkward.
这个结只有我们的主耶稣为我们钉十字架后来才解开的。
Only did after the Lord Jesus die for us and take care of this problem for us.
所以感谢主。 到了以弗所书，保罗就会讲得更清楚。
In Ephesians, Paul will share much clearer.
所以这个大概就是，所以你可以知道，特洛芬我可以在这里，也可以，也就是不能够经过这里。
So Paul could, Trophimus could go to many places, but couldn't enter into this woman's court.
好，我们再看下面一个。
Next picture.
那么大概这个样，这个是圣所，这个就进去圣所，至圣所，然后就祭坛，这个就是。 那个 women's court 就是
so that's kind of the 3D picture of it.
那这是它的相对应的。
So the corresponding picture on the bottom.
好，最后一个。
Last picture.
那么这个大概主耶稣在那个时候，如果带着门徒从橄榄山往圣殿看的话，大概这个样子。
So this is a reconstructive view of what it would look like if the Lord brought his disciples towards the temple at that time.
这个当然是用电脑合成的。
And this is done on the computer.
那么外面这个是外邦人的院， 这个里面这个过来， 这个才是以色列人。
On the outside you see the Gentiles court, and then you see the women's court inside.
那你可以看得出来这是女人的院。
This is the women's court.
啊， 这是圣殿。
And then the temple.
所以弟兄姊妹， 当你看到这些情形的时候，
when you see such pictures,
你就能想象到那个时候特洛菲摩到底发生了什么事。
So you could understand what happened to Trophimus.
保罗就是在圣殿被捉拿的。
And Paul was arrested at the temple.
我相信圣灵
允许这件事情发生。
I think that the Holy Spirit allowed this to happen.
而且让特洛菲摩来做见证人。
And allow Trophimus to be a witness to this.
所以等到我们再读以弗所书的时候。
So when we read Ephesians again.
我们真的会明白，真的才明白过来什么叫做教会。
So then we can truly understand what is the church.
圣殿所代表的是犹太教。
What the temple represents is Judaism.
那是旧的皮带。
That is the old wineskin.
教会那是新的皮带。
The church is the new wineskin.
新酒只能装在新皮带。
New wine can only put in new wineskins.
保罗差一点失败了。
Paul almost failed.
神非拘禁他不可。
But Paul had, God had to arrest him.
否则的话，
Otherwise,
教会和圣殿是永远分不开的。
The church and the temple can never be separated.
一个是在天上。
One is heavenly.
一个在地上。
One is earthly.
是十万八千里那么远的。
It's thousands of miles apart.
我们对于教会的认识。
Our understanding of the church.
只是木头、石头、金子、银子呢？
Is it just wood, stones, gold, silver?
还是教会是基督的身体？
Or is it that the church is the body of
Christ? 保罗为着把这个光给我们。
In order for Paul to give us such light.
你知道他所付的代价。
You know, he paid a great price.
是何等大。
He paid a great price.
他失去自由。
He lost his freedom.
就在他失去自由的时候，
and when he lost his freedom,
他里面的眼睛开启，
his eyes were opened.
新酒应当装在新皮袋里，
new wine ought to be put in new wineskins.
我们记得一个简单的祷告。
Let us bow with a simple word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你把这些话继续交在你手里。
Lord, we thank you. We commit these words into your hands.
但是借着这些话来提醒我们。
May you remind us through your word.
让我们再一次温习你所给我们的启示。
And may we review once again your revelation to us.
但是这一次我们不只看见什么是教会。
That we may not just see what the church is this time.
我们也能够起来行走。
That we may rise up and walk.
但愿我们像几个博士一样。
That we may be like the few magi.
我们若在这个聚会里面遇见你。
If we meet you here.
Here,
that we may not return the same way we came.
听我们的祷告,
hear our prayer, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督的圣灵,
we pray in Jesus' victorious name.
Amen.
Amen.